try an RV center.
Yeah, this is Samantha with Suburban. I'm calling in regards to a mutual customer of ours, a Stuart Lawson.
Okay.
Okay, so I was giving you guys a call. So I spoke to him a couple times about his Suburban tankless water heater.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he sent me an email saying that you are going to be doing the work for him.
Okay.
Okay, so I just need I'm not sure who I need to speak to file that claim to get that water heater sent to you.
Okay, let me get this pulled up here. I remember him. Let's see. Let me see. Excuse me. This is going to be on the Vibe, correct?
Is it a
Forest River Vibe?
I have no idea.
Oh, mercy. I just want to make sure we got the right customer.
Oh. Yeah, his name is Stuart Lawson?
Yes, I've got two of them in my system, so I was just wanting to...
Oh.
Do you have the last of his phone number ending in 4315, possibly?
Let me see what his email had to say.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I've got the right one.
Let's see. He said, what do you need from me? I said, I need your serial number, model serial number, and your date of purchase for your wire heater. He didn't send me none of that. He sent me just a data tag. None of that information.
Okay. We'll just roll with it because I would about say it was him because he's got a 2025. The other one's got a 23. So I don't believe that would be anywhere near a manufacturer warranty at that time still.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. So this would be for the ST60 model water heater.
Okay. So how do I need to do this on my side? Because I'm actually the person that does the manufacturer warranty here. So.
Okay. Okay. So do you know what your account number is with us?
Let me look that up right here. Caught me off guard.
Sorry.
That is fine.
Last one on my list that I called.
Oh, I know those phone calls sometimes.
It's insane.
Let's try 12582.
12582?
Yes. Should come up Triam.
There you are. Yes, ma'am. Okay. 12582. All right, let me just verify your shipping address. I have 1202 Adele Road.
That is correct.
All right. Would you have the serial number for that water heater?
I do not because he did not purchase that here.
Okay. He didn't. He only sent me a picture of like the model.
Yeah, I know. We know the battle there.
Yeah. Okay, which is fine. So just whenever you send in your work order for payment for this, if you could just make sure it's on there somewhere, that would be fine.
Okay, let me get model/serial tag, okay?
Right, so what I need is the model number and his date of purchase.
Date of purchase.
Those are the things I need.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay. Purchase. I just don't remember.
Wait a minute. I'm looking it up because we had turned in something on a water heater. I'm still doing on my end to see because we have to have that tag and stuff to turn that in for you guys anyway.
Okay.
So I might have that I can send over to you. I'm just checking my records. And I want to say I got his date of purchase too. I might have slipped on that one though. I feel like a robot sometimes when I talk to him.
I know. Yeah, I know.
And it's like, man, can you just give me the photo? You don't know how. I do not. That might
no,
be
they never send the right photo.
No. Okay, I will. So do you just want me to get like that?
Read it.
Yeah. Do you just want me to get that model and serial number, like when he comes in for the install or the
Yeah,
repair?
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. All
Okay,
right.
so like I said, labor time to replace the water heater, it is 1.4 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so when your tech replaces the water heater, he has to also replace the control center inside the RV, or it's not going to work.
Control
Okay,
center in
so
RV. Okay.
it comes with the water heater, but it's not going to be in the box with the water heater.
Okay.
It's going to be like up in the copper tubing in the water heater itself. Like they tape it up to like where the manifold is, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, but he has to change that out as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, do you want me to put this your PO just as his last name? Would that be okay? Is that fine?
That will be fine. And what I'm going to do for my end, is I'm just going to have my claims adjuster submit a claim over so it falls in our work areas, right, too, and let her know that this is being sent to us and the labor and things like that. So you guys might see that come across too.
Okay, well, so I mean, well, so we don't need you to send anything
Okay.
until the work's done. So once
Okay.
the work is complete, you're just going to send in your invoice to us. I'm going to give you an authorization number here in a minute. And then all you're going to do is send in your invoice referencing that authorization number for payment. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, super simple. And then if you don't have that email address, just let me know and I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, let me go ahead
All
and
right.
get it.
Okay, it is a labor claims with an S
Okay.
at airexcel.com. And that
Okay.
is AIRXCEL.
All right.
Okay. All right, so then you can just scrap his old water heater.
Okay. All right.
All right, so then your authorization number for this, it is 779-463.
779-463.
Correct. All right,
All
and this
right.
new water heater will ship out tomorrow for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you are very welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.